Yeah, Whitesnake, what a way to start, eh? Here I go again. Now we've started. Now we're up and running. Chewing like that to blow the cobwebs off.
Only one side of my ears is working.
Ah, you've got one ear dodgy. Tell you something. Here I go again from Whitesnake. And of course, the birthday, actually, of the great Colin Hodgkinson.
Who again? Who's that fella now? When he does be...
What do you mean you don't know the great Colin Hodgkinson?
Oh.
Only the legendary...
The detective.
Only the legendary bass player with Whitesnake.
Oh, yeah, of course I know him, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know him.
That's such an un-rock and roll name, isn't it?
Colin Hodgkinson. Jeez, yeah. Very...
Rock legend Colin Hodgkinson.
It's more like legendary religion teacher Colin Hodgkinson.
Yeah, actually it is. There's a bang of geography or something.
There
off,
is, yeah.
There?
There's a real smell of leather patches on the elbows off that.
Colin is a difficult name to rock up, isn't it? To rock it.
Fairly is, yeah. You know
what I mean? Most names you can kind of get, you know, say them a certain way, put them in a certain, you know, context.
Yeah, Collins and Simons to struggle with that.
Don't they?
They do a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know... Yeah, I'll try. If you think of politicians, they seem to always often have those names that there's no rocking them at all. You know that way?
Yeah.
It's like a Nigel. You'll never have a Nigel.
And a Timothy. Timothy's a hard one to rock up as well.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Boy band. We've just come up with a great boy band. Nigel, Colin, Timothy and whoever the other fellow is.
Yeah, the one that nobody ever remembers.
There's a great old boy band there.
Yeah.
They'll be singing songs.
Colin Hodgkinson, 75 today.
And Colin,
the rock world salutes you.
Yeah. Have a great day. Put on some multicoloured tights and let loose in the cul-de-sac.
Get those leather patches onto your smoking jacket. And go out there and rock it up.
That's what you should do when you're his age, whatever age he is. Stick on the old spandex, the multicoloured spandex, and the leather jacket with the old pouch. Or not the leather jacket. The tweedy jacket with the leather old pouch.
And the...
I don't know what I'm saying. It's got me another one of those. This is two in a row. Look at it. It's already gone downhill.
All Saints movie classic featured, of course, in the movie The Beach with Leonardo DiCaprio. All Saints and Pure Shores, of course, what it's called.
It's great. You still haven't seen that movie, have you? It's very good.
The Beach?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that one.
Very good movie, yeah.
Yeah.
Proper good, like.
It's almost boring, is it?
No, they just
lie around walking going...
It's absolutely not just...
I see the sea.
No.
It's not like that, is
not
it?
Not like that. Well, there's a lot of that goes on and then the lads with the guns arrive.
Oh, so well, that's okay. That's my kind of mood. Now you're talking. Why didn't you say that at the start?
Yeah, once they start, you know, they start smoking the wacky-macky.
Why didn't you say, have you seen that gun-toting movie, The Beach? And then I would have been suddenly interested.
I don't think that's an entirely fair assessment of what it is either.
087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Morning to you folks. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 14th of October. Happy hump day to you. Almost a quarter past six and look what I have standing by, PJ.
Yeah.
Listen.
Ah, you're obviously quite...
Oh, I am very confident,
morning.
Very confident in you today on the birthdays today. And that's without having to have included the great Colin Hodgkinson.
Yeah.
Of Whitesnake fame.
What age was he?
He was 75.
Oh, 75, good on him.
But of course you'd have gotten that because he's such a legend.
Of course I would, yeah, damn right.
Would have been too easy.
Just walk in the park, who doesn't know that?
Right, okay, and I'll tell you something. The reason I'm so confident is, right, nothing necessarily to do with the birthdays insofar as they are, right?
Yeah.
It is the fact. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at something.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at a story for later. A fella, he put up a cooking video.
Pay attention. I'm trying to explain to you how we're going to get cake.
Oh, go on, sorry, yeah, go on.
So, it's not the fact of what they are, even though there's like literally everything in your wheelhouse. There's Olympians.
Yeah.
There's comedians.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There's fashion icons.
Mm.
Everything that you excel at.
Japers, we're in trouble today.
But more than that, there's two significant birthdays.
Basically,
we've got two out of the three in the bag already.
I don't know, man. I haven't got one significant birthday in a long time.
No, this is nailed on.
Okay.
Nailed on.
Well, let's do this and let's try
right.
and win some cake.
Here we go. First one, just to get one in the bag, get it out of the way so we know we're on the right track. Right. Legend, music legend who's celebrating a significant birthday today. It is the birthday of Sir Cliff Richard.
Ah, go on, Mr. Cliff.
The greatest calendars ever produced.
Isn't that the truth? And of course, he's been dropped off almost every radio station. Because he's too cheesy and too corny.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was because of all those things that were then disproved
No, he had nothing to do with any of that. Yeah. The poor fella was made a show.
He was a real victim of that, wasn't he?
He was a real victim of that, Jay.
Because everybody immediately believed it, even when there was just accusations.
In fairness, everybody, it seemed everybody at the BBC and everybody that ever worked at the BBC was up to that dirty stuff at some stage. You know what I mean? And then he just got dragged along in, and there was a helicopter over his house live on the news and everything.
It was a shocker.
And he didn't do a thing wrong.
He was completely exonerated, yeah.
Yeah, he was absolutely innocent, yeah. But he's definitely guilty of the cheesiest music in the world.
You're saying basically his calendars deserved it. He should have been outed for his calendars.
He was outed for cheese. And by the way, just to let you know, the only station playing him at regular intervals around Christmas is Classic Hits.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. So I would say this isn't a significant birthday now.
It is.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it is. Is a significant birthday.
Right. I don't know if I know which is.
Of course you do. Come on.
It's either has an 8 or a 9 in it.
It has an 8 or a 9 in it. Yes, one of those is correct.
No. I'd say 80.
Of course it is.
Oh, I thought he was
90. How could the man be 90?
Man, he's been around a very, very long time. Seriously. He was singing about whistle toes and crying.
It wasn't like he was around singing your hits.
What do you mean?
Do you want to make those?
He was, man. He's like, got myself a crying, talking, sleeping.
Anyway, right, so Cliff Richard, 80 years of age today. Right.
One in the bag.
Steve Coogan is celebrating his birthday today.
Okay, is this
fantastic
a significant
comedian?
Birthday?
No.
Oh, okay. Steve Coogan, right. Mr. Alan Partridge.
Ah, yeah. Deserves huge credit just for that alone.
I'm angry at him, though.
Why?
I'm annoyed with him. Because he's got his new Alan Partridge podcast out.
Yeah.
On Audible.
Oh, you have to pay for it.
I have to pay for it. You're supposed to get the podcast for free.
Yeah, the podcast, the Audible Originals. I was disappointed about that myself.
I'm annoyed with him.
I didn't want to use up one of my credits.
No, you told me all about it. I was there. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, you flipping fart bag of a yoke, you. that's very scaldy now.
That's bad
form. It's very scald. It's supposed to be free.
It's all going that way, though, isn't it? Sky this weekend. The pay-per-view stuff. Did you see that?
No, what's happening?
So even though you have your Sky subscription...
Yeah.
You'll get some of the matches.
What?
For the normal as part of your subscription. But you, sir, if you want to watch the Newcastle United game, are going to have to pay €15 for the privilege.
That's disgraceful. And I didn't even know Alan Partridge played for them.
Audible are doing that as well now. That's bad form.
Well, you're joking. You have to start paying. I'm already paying for this.
I know. So now you'll have to pay. If you want to, there's three games on during the day. You can watch them. They're scheduled.
Yeah.
But if you want to watch the United game that
Darlington
night.
Darlington and Fardington United. And Penny Farding Wanderers.
And let's face it, right? Whatever about paying €15 to watch a football match, you're not going to pay €15 to watch Man United.
Are you serious?
Currently, they should be paying you to go watch them.
I know. So you have to pay extra to watch the United game this week?
This weekend, yeah. This Saturday night, yeah.
The match is United.
It's pay-per-view, yeah.
Bastard. I can't believe it. Oh, my God. Oh, that's it.
I've just saved you €15. You're welcome.
But now what am I going to do? Look out the window like an Egypt with nothing to do.
Especially because it'll be dark.
Fart to bed, man. This is a right pain. Right, I'm going to say...
Steve Coogan, go on, stick an age in him.
About 53.
Not bad at all, 55.
Ah, okay.
You're there or thereabouts. Right, fashion icon such as you are, as we know.
Yeah.
And a man very fond of this particular man's creations.
Oh, yeah.
Because we do know. In fact, do I have it to hand? I do have it to hand. Can you hear it? No, you can't really hear it in the background there, unfortunately. I'd have to stop the other music. I was going to play your horse sounds.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is the birthday of Ralph Lauren. Ralph Lauren.
Yeah, I would have said Ralph Lauren. I don't know. I've heard Americans say Ralph Lauren.
Yeah.
I've had a Ralph Lauren. I'm like, what's that? You know, it sounds a bit strange.
Where did you catch that?
Yeah, did you? Is that worse than the virus? I'd say Ralph Lauren. He's obviously not a young man.
No. Looks well, though. That's a man that carries himself impeccably.
I couldn't tell you what he looks like now. I wouldn't have a clue.
It's kind of distinguished-looking character.
Is he like a Tommy Hilfiger, that lad?
Actually, maybe I've just confused the two of them.
Oh, did you?
I think I might have done.
Oh, right. I told you what happened with Tommy Hilfiger when I was on the Late Late Show with him.
No.
I was on, mate, Liam was there who made Naked Camera with me, right, with his wife. And...
Oh, the thing about him returning his pair of jeans.
And she goes right up to him. She goes, right, I goes, I got him a pair of jeans from Tom Hilfiger jeans and there's a rip in the back of them. And they ripped really, only after a week or something, there was a rip. They didn't last at all. And in fairness to him, he goes, right, call the store, tell them I said to make sure and take care of it, whatever.
Oh my God.
He dealt with the complaint properly, like. I was like, what are you doing? Like, she walked right up to him. How are you, Tommy? Yeah. Come here, listen, I bought a pair of jeans. Like, as if it was Tommy's jean shop.
Yeah. In the ILAC Centre.
In the ILAC Centre, you know, she met Tommy, what happened to meet him and says, listen, I don't want to bother you.
Yeah.
But I'm after his jeans. I got.
Like she bought them off his stall.
Yeah, sir, you won't be there tomorrow. No, I won't be there tomorrow. But just, so one of the other ones would be in. I just remember being, my mouth nearly hit the floor.
That's amazing.
Fair play to her.
I love it though. It's a cracking story.
She says, they won't do anything about it, you know. I've been into them and they says, well, yeah. He goes, well, tell them Tommy said.
You can imagine that when she walks in and goes, listen, I was talking to Tommy Hilfiger. Yeah, of course you were.
You were.
I was, he said. Yeah, absolutely. Sure, I was talking to Elvis Presley there the other day.
Well,
whatever.
Yeah, give us a minute there, will you? Barack Obama's just changing his shirt over there. I'll be into you now in a second.
Ralph Lauren.
Ralph Lauren is, he's like 81.
Yes!
That
means we have it in the bag. It's done.
That's
dusted.
A total chancy.
I'll save you. I'll save the winner till the end then. And I'll give you this one instead. Matthew Letizier.
Oh, Matt Letizier. I love Matt Letizier.
Yeah.
Southampton and all of that.
But always feels like he never quite, you know, fulfilled his possibilities.
Because he never left Southampton.
Yeah.
He could have played for anyone. And he decided, nah, I gotta stay down here.
Plus, he also seems like a man who wasn't prepared to fully give up the pies.
Yes, that's a bit of that, yeah. I think, and he used to snort them. The conquer on him.
Because he does, to be fair to him, a gifted footballer, one of the most gifted men of his generation. Absolutely. What a free kick. What a wand of a...
Oh, yeah.
But by the same token, he does look like a man who said, I'll do all of the stuff, but I tell you what, I'm not big into. I don't really want to do the running.
Yeah. I'll do an odd sprint. But there's going to be none of this running for a whole game stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Give it to
them. I mean, if I... Look, I'll take this general area here in front of the box, right? If you could just sort of put the ball in there.
Drop it in there and trust me, if my head doesn't get it, my nose will. I got to say, Matt Letizier is like... he's like 56 or something, isn't
Not
he?
Not bad at all, 52.
Right,
but this is
the
it.
Winner.
I'll give you the winner. Here we go. Let me get rid of that music and get this music on instead.
It's a big moment, Jim.
Yeah, because this is nailed on. It's an Olympian...
Oh.
So you love your Olympians, and it is the birthday, and a significant birthday, obviously, of one Steve Cram.
Oh, Steve Cram.
Yeah. Part of that trilogy of, not really Cohen O'Vest, I suppose he was after them, wasn't he? Wasn't he after them?
Yeah.
He wasn't a million miles after them, though.
He wasn't a million miles after them, but he was after them. Steve Cram, of course, he was involved in the London thing. Oh my God,
he's a big pundit now as well, didn't he? He became a kind of a commentator and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I'm struggling.
He's the sort of lad with the...
Does
he have a sort of... What's his accent again?
I don't know.
He's not Newcastle, is he?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
I haven't got a clue, like, to be honest with you. Oh, God, I actually don't know if I know the
world records in the 1,500 metres, 2,000 metres and the mile. Set them all during the 119-day period back in 1985. So there's a clue. Significant birthday for Olympian Steve Cram.
Is...
Who is...
60 years of age. 60 old. 60 of them.
60 we're going for. 60 is the final bit. Is that your final offer? A final offer?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's your final offer.
I'll give you...
Oh, how much do you want?
I'll give you 60 quid for a cake.
Right. Steve Cram, 60 years of age. There's a very long time left on this music bed, to be honest with you.
You're killing me here.
Yes, he is! Yay! Told you it was nailed on.
Yeah.
Get out there and buy the cake.
Classic hits.
Mike and the Mechanics, All I Need is a Miracle. We should adopt that as our Man United song at the moment, shouldn't we? After our footballing chat, that would be a good idea.
It might be as uplifting as Spirit of the Blues if we get it right.
Yeah, that's what they should chant now. And you know what I mean? At Stretford End, they should... All I Need is a Miracle.
Yeah. I know, isn't it? Yeah, other teams be screaming, All I Need is a Striker, a Defender. A couple of million quid. United, all we need is a miracle.
It's a miracle.
Yeah.
Mike and the Mechanics, Spin Doctors ahead of that and Two Princes. I tell you what, just briefly on the footballing chat, Elf Terry, who, as we know, Elf Terry, of course, is a dedicated Liverpool
biggest,
fan.
The biggest cop eyes we know.
Huge Liverpool fan, always over at Anfield and all that sort of stuff. And, he's just sent a WhatsApp in saying, I love United even more now listening to John. So literally, right... such is the impact of John and his Everton support.
Yeah.
That Elf Terry, loyal Liverpool supporter, is actually starting to get a slight grow for United. That's because we're no threat.
There's no threat, of course.
That's the ultimate patting you on the head.
It is.
When you grow up, you'll probably be able to play football too.
It's your hand on the little brother's forehead when he's swinging punches and he can't reach you. And you're like, go on, there, that. Look at you. Yeah, that's what it is.
Fair play to you, Terry. Right, what else have we got this morning?
There's loads.
Oh, here, listen, I'll tell you something. You're not going to like this.
What?
Northside Tony has been on.
Oh, God.
To say, morning, lads. I tried that Twirl orange bar last night. I
had another one yesterday.
Not good.
You're out of your mind. You're out of your Northside mind. Look at you, Tony. They're unbelievable. They're so good.
I mean, he's even sent those, you know, those green, I'm about to throw up emojis.
Oh, my God. Northside Tony, I don't know. This is a divide, unfortunately.
I think you're going to have to buy me one so I can try it and see what it's like. And it doesn't mean the interests of trying it.
This is the day you're supposed to buy me a cake. And look at he's after. He's managed to talk to me.
I tell you, I might have something better for you, right? Last night, for some reason, when I was watching the television, I got an incredible goo for a... For a Terry's chocolate orange.
Oh, jeepers, right. Yeah.
Orange, and obviously it didn't have one in the house.
No.
But I've just realised while I was sitting here, just about to tell you.
Yeah.
I'm almost certain there's a Terry's chocolate orange in Magic Mike's drawer.
Shut up!
Now, let me just go to the West and find out if that's the case. Magic Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am, boys.
Is it true that there's a Terry's chocolate orange in your drawer?
It is very true that there's a Terry's chocolate orange in my drawer.
What?
However, I will say this. That was bought for the purpose of a little feature on the show. So if the feature is not done, I expect that not to be eaten.
What was the feature supposed to be doing?
That is up to you two to find out. It was on the running order.
Was it?
I think we're going to eat.
I tell you something. Whatever it was, I don't know what it was, but I think it's going to be a feature on the show today.
Yes.
I've got more good news for you, by the way.
What's the good news?
I think today there'll be a very big box of some very exciting goodies inside for you.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Well, just think sausage party.
Oh, yes. Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, think Barry John specialised sausages.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they have been delivered, or they have been sent anyway. I think they should be delivered today.
Wow.
Oh, this is better. I don't want the cake today now. I want to fit in.
And what's the plan? Is the plan then we take them home and cook them and bring them in?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's not going to send cook ones in, but they're raw, like, so you'll have to send them home.
He's not sending a chef and a kitchen and all.
No, no, believe it or not, you'll have to do a little bit of work, lads, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's all right. What a cheapskate.
This is unreal. I mean, I totally expect him to come in with this flaming barbecue.
Oh my God, that's right. I'd almost forgotten about that. We're preparing for tomorrow's.
Oh, that's grand.
Unbelievable. It's the greatest festival, the greatest party there's ever been online. Sausage party. It's going to be incredible. We'll give you details about how you can take part. We want you to take part. It's going to be a big one, this. My God, the next 2 days are going to be incredible.
Get your calories.
Sausage eating and Jaffa cake eating.
Maybe I will avoid the chocolate orange today because the next 2 days are
going to be calorific. I better eat your portion.
Okay, I'll have that today as well. What about it? What's a half a chocolate orange going to make a difference to anyway?
Right, thank you for that, Michael. We'll catch up with Michael later on. We'll give you more details about tomorrow's incredible sausage party, PJ and Jim's sausage party, happening virtually, of course. You will be taking part in your very own home. Or workplace, or wherever. Yeah, it's incredible, because literally all you do, it's just whatever your favourite sausage brand is, you just cook sausages and you eat them while listening to the show.
And send us pictures.
And send us pictures or videos or hashtags.
Post on our social media and all.
Yeah.
Virtual parties are so much better because you don't have to share.
Exactly.
Oh,
you can cook as many as you like for yourself. It's going to be incredible. It's the best party ever.
Oh,
so that's happening tomorrow. Details are out on the way.
I'm in here with my own little icebox. Oh, this is great, Jim. Oh, this is brilliant.
So, that's happening tomorrow. We'll give you more details about getting involved in that, that's for sure. All the other bits and pieces. Today, of course, though, it is all about things like the Hitbit, over $2,000 at this stage, €2,020 we're playing for. We've got that incredible coffee perfection to give you on the breakfast table quiz. That's still to come. And anything else kind of...
Oh, there's loads, yeah. Did you know if a fella smells of wood, he's far more attractive than if he didn't?
Smells of wood.
Yeah, if he smells of wood, he's much more attractive than if he smells of leather.
Now, wow.
There you go.
And that's an incredible...
If a woman smells of flowers, she's much more attractive than if she smells of coconuts.
Wow.
Now, I just thought I'd put that out there. What do you think about that?
I'm aghast.
And you know, if a fella from Dublin smells a chocolate orange, he's so sexy, people just faint when they meet him.
Kim Wilde, you keep me hanging on here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 14th of October, 9 minutes past seven. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. It is the hour of the hit bis. Over 2,000 euro, 2,020 euro is what we have for you to play for. It's on the way in about 40 minutes' time if you want to get involved. Magic Mike standing by on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. And of course, always worth checking out classichits.ie for all the previous guesses. And who knows? You know, win it today, it would make it very special. A day far better than PJ Gallagher is having so far, because his beloved orange chocolate twirls are being dissed. They're being dissed.
People out there
on WhatsApp.
I swear to God that people out there have the palate of a half drunk squirrel or something. It's unbelievable. People don't like them.
Oh dear. But anyway, nothing like the kind of day that the person in this story is. It was a teacher, was it?
This is an unbelievable email that went around from a teacher, right? So a teacher's. It's gone viral. Obviously, it's gone completely viral. After he told his students he had to cancel an exam, right?
Yeah.
So basically he said, here, I'll read the email to you.
Right, okay.
And you can
I'm
tell
all
me,
ears.
You can tell me if you've ever had a worse day than this teacher, right? So, unfortunately, I have to reschedule the exam and I will have to cancel class on Thursday. Check out this next line. Against my best wishes, I have been shot.
Oh my God.
What a line that is. Against my best wishes, I have been shot.
Against my best wishes.
Yeah, I guess he didn't intend on getting shot that
day. Well, yeah, I think that's a fair point.
You know, and I am being treated in the ER. I also have contracted the COVID. And the divorce is getting messy. What a day, man. If I am alive, the exam will be moved to Monday of
if
next
I
week.
Am alive.
If I am alive, the exam will be moved to Monday of next week. Now, of course, that email, bizarre email, went completely viral. The students involved, they demanded a sort of a follow-up. So they emailed back saying, like, why, are you all right? Like, obviously, okay, you're not all right, but what's... you're actually going to be dead, or what's the crack? He sent another mail. And the other mail says, it doesn't really get a lot better. It says, it seems that my last email went viral on the internet. I appreciate all the replies letting me know. Fortunately, the injury isn't too serious, and none of my COVID symptoms are serious either. The exam is still on Monday. Unlike my wife, I expect you all not to cheat, and good luck to you all. What a dig. This guy is sour. People are in awe of his dedication of actually getting back the following week. Like, in fairness, getting COVID, getting shot, getting over it, and getting back to work the following week, where the exam will be in. Not so bad. Not bad going.
That's incredible.
Yeah,
and so, all of this seemed to happen on the same day.
Oh, well, it's all happened. Yeah, he got that email went out anyway. So yeah. It all happened
shot
within a very short... in
COVID
one day,
and his wife cheating on him.
So you can safely deduct that even if they didn't all happen on the same day, there was one day where he was lying there with COVID, having been shot and in the middle of a messy divorce. It's unreal, isn't it?
That's a rough run. Yes. You've got to say that. That's a rough run.
Some people are saying those emails, nothing could sum up this year of 2020 better than those emails. Those two emails sum up the year. Shot, almost dead, nothing's looking great, and everyone wants me money. Happy year to you. Happy 2020. Who hasn't felt a little bit like this teacher this year?
Oh, my God.
It's unreal, isn't it? Now, of course, they're trying to find out where the school is and stuff, so there's still a chance it might not be real, of course. But I like to think that it's a real...
Yeah.
The email is definitely real.
I also find it extraordinary that it's kind of like his concern was the postponement of the exam.
I know.
And not just the sort of like, look... I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I don't know. Look, well, the school can sort it out. They can get somebody else to do it or whatever.
Yeah.
It'll be like, no, it won't be on Thursday, but it will be on Monday.
I know, that's...
And you better study.
That's teachers all over, isn't it? Thought you were going to get off your homework, did you? Oh, God.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's, you know, there was a time, the good old days, when a couple of frozen pipes would get you off school.
Yeah.
Now, a lad gets shot, gets COVID, is involved, embroiled in a messy divorce, and he still wants you to do your exams.
I know, that's terrible. That's capitalist culture gone wrong, Gary,
isn't it?
That's
madness.
Where no matter what happens to you in your personal life, you're still supposed to come in and carry on your job with some sort of meaningful way. Get out of it. Let's go back to the old days.
Yeah.
Why aren't you coming into work? Ah, you know yourself. I was out last night. Grant. Your boss goes, I was nearly going to do the same myself, to be honest with you. Easier times, simpler times.
So do you feel better now about people dissing your chocolate twirl, chocolate orange twirl?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, this man was shot. Cockerona is in the middle of a messy divorce, might lose everything he owns, but I still feel more affronted that people think orange twirls aren't nice. I mean, that's grand. Nobody hurt this fella's feelings. All he did was catch a bullet. I'm highly offended.
Here, have this. This'll cheer you up.
Look at that. This'll
shake you out of your frump.
This is what if the chocolate twirl was to turn into a song, this is what it would be.
Right, this is your bit, I think, PJ. Yeah, you have to let him do that bit. If you don't let him do that bit, he doesn't get it out of his system, and he can be very, you know, it's like an overtired toddler. That should do it. That'll have him right for the day now. That'll have him right for the day.
I feel like I've had two chocolate twirls and a black coffee.
Michael Bolton, How Can We Be Lovers here at Classic Hits, 18 minutes past 7. Thank you so much for waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Just on the story of our poor unfortunate teacher and his bad day,
yeah,
being shot, getting COVID, finding out that his wife is cheating on him. A couple of responses. Margaret in Fermoy wants to know who shot him. Was it the wife?
We don't know. We don't know who shot the man. I guess when somebody shoots you, there's a court case pending, so you don't leave out, you don't give too much information away.
Well, you say we don't know, but just want to point out that Kevin and Nace was on. He's obviously been having a good old think about it.
Yeah.
He says, in an unrelated email, what about, right lads, giving him COVID, shooting him and shagging his missus isn't working. How the hell are we getting out of this test? Quite possible. Keith in Dublin, oh my God. I don't know if I can read this out because this might actually push PJ over the edge. It might push him over the edge.
Oh my God, I've just read it.
That's too late now.
Morning, lads. I just bought an orange twirl and I'm sorry to say it's as that Bolton song. Keith, you're a Philistine.
Oh my God, you've not only slagged off his orange twirl, you're slagging off Michael Bolton.
Imagine.
Keith, this, I tell you, you don't understand how dangerous this man is when people slag those things closest to his heart.
He's trying to make
like
me,
orange twirls and Michael Bolton.
Trying to make me feel as bad as that teacher. But it won't work, Keith.
Now, listen, by the way, just again, to give you the reminder, okay, because we don't want anybody to miss out on this, because as far as we're concerned, it is the greatest festival ever conceived. It is PJ and Jim's Sausage Party. And it's happening tomorrow, and it's happening virtually, online effectively across the entire country. The idea is very simple. There really couldn't be a greater concept. All you do is, what's your favourite sausage, your favourite brand of sausage? How do you like to eat it? Whatever that sausage is, in whatever form, whether it's a sandwich, whether it's a breakfast roll, whether it's, you know, whatever it is, whether it's just on the end of a fork.
I love the way Jim has been slagging me over chocolate twirls. And listen to him talking about sausages. And you should see the hand movements, the gesticulations of a man who can't wait tomorrow.
You realise tomorrow might be the greatest day I've ever had on this show.
I reckon it might be, yeah.
So the idea is, whatever your favourite sausage is, in whatever form you want to eat it, all you do is make sure you do it tomorrow, whether you're at home or in work. Sometime between 6 and 10 while we're on air, and while you're doing it, take a little snap and get it into us. You can use our social media, you can send it in on WhatsApp, and maybe Magic Mike might pop it up. And you can use the hashtag Sausage Party.
Sausage Party.
Isn't that what our hashtag is? I beg your pardon, I'm wrong.
I beg your pardon.
The hashtag is Show Us Your Sausage.
Show Us Your Sausage, I beg your pardon.
That's it.
I suppose there was a movie called Sausage Party.
Yeah, you don't want that.
All the actors would be thinking, they'd be wondering why they suddenly had a great popularity sort of spike in Ireland.
So that's it. You just get your photograph of you enjoying your sausage in whatever way you enjoy it, and you get it into us with the hashtag Show Us Your Sausage, and we will celebrate Sausage Fest, Sausage Party, online, right across the nation tomorrow morning.
He can't get the words out because he's so overwhelmed with emotion of what's about to come.
And Barry John has sent in a rake of sausages for us to use on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, they're on the way, are they?
Yeah, well, that was the promise from Magical Mike.
I thought you meant they were here already. I was going to
Have you checked?
And what am I sitting here talking to you for?
Get out and check, for God's sake.
Classic Hits
at lunch.
Oreo Speedwagon, Take It on the Run here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, almost 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Last call on on the hit bit. Magic Mike standing by on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. If you want to get involved, give yourself a shot at over €2,000 if you can tell us what this is. 087-188-0008. And we promise you it is not a scam.
A scam?
Certainly not
Definitely
a scam.
Not a scam, no.
This is the real deal. We'll hand out the cash. Careful unlike some places.
Be careful out there. Look, we've all fallen for those silly grab machines. You know those machines you put your few quid into, or you put your... I don't know how much they cost. It's like a sort of a grabber arm.
Yeah, and they're like, you see them in kind of fairs and in amusement arcades and things. You generally win cuddly toys and things.
Something like that. You can go forwards or backwards or
something.
Although
some of them are mad. Some of them have like in among all of the whatever bits and pieces. They have like watches and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, high end kind of stuff as well.
My favourite one I ever saw was in Dunleary, where I had keep cups for cappuccinos and coffees. I was there. Nothing is more South Dublin than a, a crane machine that kids use to get a keep cup for a cappuccino, you know.
Yeah.
So they had these machines and they're all over the place. Well, a lad in Japan, he went in to play one, right? And he spent, it looks like he spent around 100 quid on it. And he lost.
100 quid playing?
Playing it. It was mad.
How many goals did he have for that?
200. He had 200 goals. And he got so upset.
What was in it that he wanted so bad?
Nobody knows. Cuddly toys or whatever. It was in the Sega place. Some big Sega center in Japan, right?
Oh my God.
So he went in and he played 200 times. And then he went, right, that's it. Lost his temper. Went up to the staff. And he complained. They said nothing. He called the police. The Japanese police arrived. And they says, right, well, he's saying it's a scam. We have to do, you know, this. It's different over there. Like, the police actually have to deal with the thing. It's not like here where they come and go, well, look, you know what I mean? You call whoever you think you call, and, you know.
Yeah.
So the police got directly
involved. They launched an investigation.
Well, they...
Because your man said, I've played this 200 times and I haven't won.
Very much more launched than launched an investigation. They said to the member staff, so you're saying it's not a scam? And he said, yes, we're saying it's not a scam. And he goes, Grant, you win on it then. And the member staff was, what? So the member staff had to stand in front of the two policemen and he had a go to try and win. And after 300 times, he finally turned around and says, okay, it's impossible, you can't win on this bloody machine. 300 times.
So it is a scam.
So he looked around to the police and says, okay, you can't win. I'm sorry, I said you could win. I thought you could win. I'm after doing it 300 times. I literally, there's nothing I can do. I'd love to see how long that went on and how awkward it must have been. For them to count it 300 times, you're meant to continuously lose for 300 times, and for the cops to be said, if ever there was a time where you could say, turn me into a cop and go, have you nothing better to be doing than standing in an arcade watching me lose 300 times?
All of these calls coming in on the cops' radio, you know?
Yeah.
Burglaries and murders and all sorts of things. Yeah, sorry, I'm in the middle of dealing with something.
Something very important.
Go. What number are you at? 193.
Yeah. He's trying to win a Pikachu in the place he works. So Sega were contacted then. Sega's public relations department were contacted. And they were like, as a whole, these...
Did they make the machine? Yeah, right,
okay.
Yeah,
it was in their big centre place. And the crane, they said, crane games are meant to be enjoyed as a way for customers to try their skill and their luck and play, knowing that when they put the money in, a prize may not necessarily come out. This is all leaning fairly sort of safely to say you can win... Next to a fart out of these things. Of course, we strive to have our staff be aware of the customer situation. So if something seems off, you're welcome to call them over and have them assist you a little bit. In other words, you can't make them play 300 times. They have other things to be doing. That's the fundamental operation of the company. So loads of people then reacted, of course. Japanese citizens saying, this is ridiculous. It is a scam. Those things have always been a scam.
Yeah.
Nobody ever wins.
Because they never grip tightly enough.
Even if you
get a spot on the head of the cuddly toy.
It wraps its three fingers
It's like a limp thing. Just slides off the head of the thing.
Yeah.
It's a complete scam.
Just buy this teddy off someone. Now that I know what to do, I'm going to say, go straight up to the member staff and say, open up the key, give me the teddy, I'm going to make you play 300 times. I'm going to call the guards and they're going to stand here and we're all going to have to count to 300. Is that how you want to spend your day? Is that how you want to spend your day?
Oh,
and then just buy, give them
fair
a
fair play to the cops, though. That's a brilliant resolution. That they literally had to hold their hands up and go, you're right, nobody's ever going to win on this.
Yeah, so what a brilliant way of dealing with it. They go, right, so you're saying it's not a scam, you're saying it is grand. So anybody could win if they play enough times. Play 300 times. Show us your winnings. And then deal done. Your man has to turn around and just throw his hands up and go, right, look, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. So that's what we should do then. Let me just have a quick check in case anybody has already. Nobody so far, but if anybody has ever...
Won on them.
Won on one of those... you know, crane grabby arcade machine things. We'd like to know.
Oh, definitely. I'd love to know. Now you're going to get people saying, yeah, yeah, we won a car on one. You didn't. Yeah. We didn't. Do you remember you got to Funderland?
Yeah.
And years ago, and there'd be like you said, there'd be watches and all, and there'd be cuddly toys and there'd be all this. But there'd be one of them in the middle would be like a capsule with like 50 quid in it or something.
Yeah. Not a hope of getting that.
Well, who knows, Jim? Maybe if you spent 250 quid, you might just get the skills you need to get the 50 back out. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah. Right, so let's see then, just in case. Right, oh, it looked, we're on the same side on this. Yeah, we think the whole thing is a
absolute
complete
nonsense. Yeah, right. Unwinnable.
So let's find out if anybody's ever won on one of those crane things. And likewise, you know, how many efforts? Because if you get somebody texting saying, yes, I won a small teddy bear. Oh, well done, you.
Yeah.
How many times did you play? 1,015.
I know. That's what we did. Yeah, this is what we need to know. Like,
yeah.
What's the win to cash ratio on these things?
Absolutely. 087-188-0008. Guaranteed Irish D-Ream. Things can only get better here at Classic Hits 10 to 8. It looks like you and I are in the minority, PJ.
I can't believe it.
It looks like people have been winning on these arm-grabbing machines for, oh God, left, right and centre.
And winning all over the place.
Yeah, people claiming they've won mobile phones, Walkmans, endless numbers of teddies and cuddly toys and whatever.
I've never even heard of somebody winning on these
things. People left, right and centre claiming they're experts at it. But I tell you, in among all of those self-congratulatory kind of texts and stuff that have been coming in and people saying they're great at it and, you know, all that sort of stuff and they've won loads, there's about three WhatsApps I found with the secret, right? John in Crumlin has one of them. He says, they work when there's enough money in the machine to cover the prizes inside.
Stop it.
Then it starts grabbing properly.
That can't be right, is it?
I tell you. And then we got another one from somebody who said that their dad ran these machines for years.
No.
And that's exactly it. There's a mechanism in the machine and it counts the coins dropping.
No.
And when it decides there's enough money in it to cover the cost and still make a profit,
stop
then
it.
The grip tightens. And it'll actually get a prize out.
Stop that.
So it's less skill, more timing, if you know what I mean.
I'm shocked and appalled. I can't believe it. Of course I had to be Paddy last and all, or Paddy first in this
Paddy,
case.
Paddy first.
Had to be Paddy first in these cases.
Yeah, all of this business about the early bird catching the worm, not when it comes to getting your hands on a cuddly toy.
Typical, isn't it? Get up early just to lose out.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax. Home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The Hit Bit is worth 2,020 quid this morning. Huge chunk of change. It just isn't small anymore, not by any stretch. Here's what it sounds like again. That was it, one more time. And Carla Flynn is going to play for us this morning. How are you getting on, Carla?
Hi, how are you?
Not bad at all. How are you, Carla?
Good. I've been waiting for you to ring me for ages, so I hope I'm right now.
Oh. Well, I tell you something, Carla. We've been waiting to ring you for ages. It was like, I tell you something, when are we going to be ringing Carla Flynn?
It was like the grabbing machine.
It was.
We kept trying and kept missing.
We kept trying, but it just wouldn't grab for us.
So, Carla,
well, hopefully I'm Paddy Laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully,
this is exactly. This is another competition where being the last means you win.
Where are you this morning, Carla?
In Wicklow.
Right, good stuff. Okay.
What a fantastic county it is.
Oh, God, sorry I even asked. Now you're going to be off. Have a go then, Carla. We'd love to give you the money.
So I think it's Mumford & Sons, I Will Wait.
Oh, what a song that is. What an album that is. Right, yeah. So, Mike.
Right, Michael, over to the West we go. What's your story?
Carla, you are going to have to wait a little bit longer. It is wrong. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All of that waiting, Carla, has come to nothing.
And you're still Paddy Forrest.
Yeah. Yeah, didn't quite grab for you today, Carla. Listen, anyway, thanks for playing. Have a good one. Take care of yourself.
Okay, thank you.
Cheers.
See you, Carla.
Bye-bye now.
Laura Murphy waiting on the other line. How are you, Laura?
Not too bad, PJ and Jim. How are you, boys?
We're great, Laura. How are you? Where are you in the world, by the way?
Just on my way to work now.
What part of the country are you in?
I'm in Galway there.
Oh, good stuff. Right, so we're close to our magic mic, so he can drop it up to you personally.
Yeah,
if you
he can
this.
Deliver it to your door.
So, Laura, what was that?
I I thought I'm looking forward to seeing the delivery.
Oh, definitely. I really hope
to be honest with you, the delivery man's a bit of a letdown now.
I'll talk about Paddy last. Go on, Laura, then take a guess. We'd love to give it to you.
I think it's Valerie by Steve
Winwood. Oh, one of my absolute favourites, Laura. What a choice. Great song, Michael. Please tell me that's it.
Oh, what a great tune. Unfortunately, it is not right though, Laura. I am so sorry. Which means, of course, you can give it another go. Just ring in and just call on me. Call on me.
Oh, my God.
Thanks very much.
Have a good day, Laura. Take care of yourself. Cheers. Bye-bye. I have to confess, at least I didn't see that one coming.
I enjoyed it.
I'll never tire of Mike
singing,
caving in on himself.
I know.
When he goes for it, he goes, call on me, call on me.
Call on me. I know, it's something to behold, really, isn't it?
It's a gift, Michael, it's a gift.
Well, one of these days I will actually commit.
You will, the full orchestra and everything, yeah, will be fantastic.
It's not full Michael Bolton, we won't know what to do.
Right, thank you, Michael. Okay, so it means that Niall Boylan, of course, has the next opportunity to give you that €2,000 and 20, of course, €2,020, half one today. Aha, Take On Me here at Classic Hits, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Much appreciated on this Wednesday, 14th of October. Very special day for one Jennifer McGee. Happy birthday to you, Jen. Jennifer McGee, by the way.
Happy birthday.
I mean, talk about hitting the jackpot. You know, they were talking about winning things.
Yeah.
I mean, she really hit the jackpot because, believe it or not, she is my goddaughter.
Get out of it.
Yeah, I am her godfather.
Oh.
How lucky can one person get?
I'm sorry, Jim. I thought it was us celebrating.
I mean, she really hit the jackpot there.
She did indeed.
The only thing better would have been you, maybe, as her godfather.
No.
And getting those €2.
Oh, trust me.
Over all the years.
I'm a failed godfather on two counts now. Nobody wants me as a third. Nobody.
Anyway, listen, happy birthday, Jen. Jennifer McGee celebrating her birthday today from Lusk. Enjoy us, and sure, look, at some stage, when the world is right again, I might actually see you.
Yes. One of these days.
Happy birthday. Right, on the way, before 9 o'clock, of course, it is the Breakfast Table Quiz. Coffee perfection is what we have on the show today. Incredible prize. Actually, an opportunity not only for you to win, but you to save money. We'll tell you details about that a bit later on. In the meantime, though...
Now, lads, if you want to attract the other half, forget the rippling abs and forget getting the old hair done up like a Peaky Blinder. Every young fella in Ireland's done up like a Peaky Blinder with the hair, whatever that's going on about. Apparently, all you need now to be attractive to the other half of your fella is to smell like a plank. Wood...
Brilliant.
Yeah, this is the survey of the day, right? Another way we do these. The study of 3,978 men and 3,743 women revealed that most women have a preference for men wearing a woody scent. Yeah, woody scent. While 85% of men said they're most attracted to women spritzed with a sort of a floral fragrance.
You know, spritzed?
Spritzed with a floral fragrance is what they say. That's what I know.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's the thing. So men, they voted way in the boat. They love the old... I suppose most sort of perfumes would be... I don't know if I'm into perfume. I actually prefer a bang of hay, a bit of an old sweaty smell than they do some of them perfumes. You know the way when someone goes...
I was going to demonstrate my outrage, but to be honest with you, nothing with you surprises me anymore, so
you know
it doesn't really come as much of a shock as it might have done once upon a time.
We've all met someone who says, what do you think of that new perfume, and they spray it and they do that thing where they spray it into the air.
Yeah, but I've never met somebody and said, you know something, I prefer you if you smelled a sweaty hay.
I would, yeah. Sweaty old hay would be better. I do, yeah. The natural old smell of sweaty old hay.
Wait to see the offers you're going to get after that.
Whereas men...
So you walk up to somebody and say, hey, I've got wood. That could make you more attractive.
I think you'd be getting, like those police that turned up in the arcade. Now, you could be in for a 300 lashing now. If you say that, you'd be very careful.
It's important to say, sorry, I smell of wood.
Yeah, what do you think of my woody-scented eau de toilette or whatever you say, you know?
Yeah.
But the wooden smell, that's the one. So there's sort of like a top five on each of these.
Woody?
Yeah,
smell.
Woody.
Does it give you any examples of what smells woody? You know, in terms of brands or anything? What's a woody smell?
What is it? You know the way they used to be that way.
Is that what musk is? Is that what that is? Does anybody know what musk is?
No, musk is different. In fact, on the list of the top sort of 10 of these things that women get attracted to men with. Musky is the last on that list.
So not musty now.
Musky.
Yeah.
No, musky and musty are the same, aren't they?
Musty is means like you smell like an old carpet or something. Dusty and old cobwebs and stuff. Musk is totally different.
It's the same.
No, it's not.
It is, man. It's like the inside of a shoe.
Look, just go back to your sweaty hay, will you, for God's sake? Read the rest of the list there.
Musky is the smell. You know, we haven't worn shoes in ages, and then you think...
Hi, Karazi.
It's talc. That's great stuff. It goes up the list. So, leather, balsamic. If men sell, like, balsamic, vinegar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Some smell like a salad. As the great Homer Simpson said, you don't make friends with salad, for God's sake.
And that's only one below powdery. Apparently, if a fella smells powdery, it can be sort of attractive.
Powdery. Somebody smells powdery?
Yeah. Powdery.
That could mean all sorts, for God's sake.
I'm telling you, musky is better than that. But the smell of an old shoe is better than that. Amber citrus.
Musk is not the smell of an old shoe.
It is, man. I'm telling you now.
How would you know? Oh, of course, you look into shoes. You, in fairness, would know.
If anyone in this place smells like an old shoe, it's me. Right? Let's get that out there. Let's get that straight. No one's nicking that off me. Fresh spice, warm spice, aromatic is number two. So sort of like a duck dinner is number two.
Right.
But woody is the number one. You got to be lads out there now. They're going to be putting Mr. Proper and Shine that they use to clean the tables under their armpits. So they get a bit of attention.
French polishing themselves.
It'd be all that, yeah. People say, I said smell like wood, not smell like a coffee table, you half-wit.
Yeah. So if you've got a bang of MDF off, you smell a bit piney.
Yeah.
That'll do.
Smell like a Christmas tree. Women, it's coconut, white floral. They're in powdery makes a feature there. Aromatic makes a feature there. So some men like women to smell like ducks. Rose, citrus, vanilla, fruity and sweetness. And floral is the number one.
I don't like that.
None of them, no.
No. Well, I don't like those. Don't like those citrusy. I don't like it too fresh. I'm sorry, I'm going to go by. I think I like a bit of subtlety.
Well, like what?
I'd prefer the muskier end of it. You know, the less kind of like...
Yeah.
The less bleachy end.
I know, you're dead right. You like your women to smell like old slippers. I know, Jim. I know.
Not old slippers, no. Just, not necessarily like... I don't like that assault on your senses of like, when somebody thinks they smell really fresh and really they just smell like toilet duck or something. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I do know that, yeah. Remember, we've all made that mistake as well when we were young fellas. You know, you didn't know how much to put on. So you nick some old spice off your elf or something like that and you put it all over yourself and then you realise this isn't even going to wash off. Like you walk around, you're trying to douse yourself in petrol and everything, trying to get the smell off it. And then you can see people like looking at you going, my God, what has he done to himself? Because you're like, no way you thought you had to put a half a bottle under each arm.
Yeah.
Oh my God, when I think about it.
Fantastic.
And all the time, you never even knew.
You walk into a room and the wallpaper starts slowly coming off the wall.
Unreal, yeah. And here's to know, all these years later, we would have been so much better off if we just applied a little bit of varnish under our armpits. It would have stopped the sweating and made us smell absolutely desirable. Like an old mahogany table. Who could possibly resist a teenager
throw a bit of sawdust into your pockets. They're laughing. Bang a wood off is all you need.
Rub it into the back instead of talc. Get an old sawdust, use it instead of talc. Down the drawers, soak up all the moisture, and you'll be smelling absolutely delicious. Telling you, you'll be smelling like a new chair.
Love Fool from the Cardigans here at Classic Hits. It's almost 20 past 8. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Somebody's just pointed out that now the sexiest profession then therefore must be carpenters.
Indeed, yeah. You'd think so, wouldn't you?
So if woody scents are what attracts the ladies the most, carpenters must be the must-have profession.
Telling you.
And then for, what in reverse then, what would it be?
Florists.
What did you say, floral? So gardeners, no.
Florists.
Florists.
Yeah. Gardeners. Yeah, florists would be the other end.
So florists and carpenters are the professions if you want to attract a member of the opposite, or the, forget about opposite, if you just want to attract partners.
So the all-round sexiest person in the world is someone who puts up shelves in a florist.
That's a unisex appeal.
Yeah, that's everybody.
You're covering all the bases
there.
Yeah,
if you can get into that gig, you're laughing. You'll never be short of a partner. Never.
You're doing
a full shop fit outs for a floral change. Now you'll be laughing.
Listen, I'll tell you what else is a universal appeal. The smell of cooking sausages.
Oh, it definitely is.
One final reminder on this, just to let you know, because tomorrow's the big day. We need you to make sure, make your preparations today for PJ and Jim's great sausage party. Online sausage party, of course. It is virtual. That's what makes it so amazing. Literally the greatest party and festival that's ever been.
Yeah, so just make sausages in your house. Use the tag. What's the tag again? Sausage.
Show us your sausage.
Hashtag show us your sausage. And then check it and post it up on our social media, our Facebook pages and all that. The classic
one. Or WhatsApp it into us.
All you have to do is enjoy your sausages with us. That's it. And show us pictures.
It's literally, that's the beauty of it. Whether you're in the house or whether you're already in the job or whatever it is. And whatever way you want to do it. Whether you like a sausage on the fork, whether you like it in a sandwich or a breakfast roll, whether you like it as part of a full Irish. Doesn't matter how you enjoy or eat your sausages. Literally, where you are, as long as you're, you know, just cook them, have them in, get them in today, make sure they're ready, have them, cook them, enjoy them, and then just send us a little photo on the show tomorrow, either on WhatsApp or, as PJ said, stick it on our social media with the hashtag show us your sausage.
I think I'm going to get some sausage fat and use that as cologne. You'll be putting the wood lads in the halfpenny place.
Easy.
I'll have that all over the back of my neck, behind my ears and everything.
Oh,
I mean, I might burst out in spots and acne, and, but I'll smell absolutely unbelievable. Good enough to eat.
So that's our plan tomorrow, right through the course of the show. That's what we want to get. We want to know that you're with us enjoying our virtual sausage party right across the nation here at Classic Hits. So that's what we're planning tomorrow. So make your preparations today, whatever your favourite brand is. You know, whether you go to the supermarket or go to your local butchers
or any of that.
No, I'm just saying, whatever it is, everybody each to their own, PJ. That's the beauty of this. There's no conflict. You're in your own home, eating your own favourite sausages in your own favourite way.
Well, not until we start saying these are the best ones, which is going to happen, and somebody takes umbrage.
So make sure you're with us for us. We're going to do it tomorrow on the show. In the meantime, 087-188-0000. Wait, of course, breakfast table quiz still to come. Soft Sell, of course, big 80s classic Tainted Love here at Classic Hits. Almost 23 minutes to 9 o'clock. Last call on the breakfast table quiz. If you want to get involved, Magic Mike, of course, standing by on WhatsApp. 087-188-0008. People are resorting, PJ.
Yes. Yeah.
It's almost like little letters they're sending to them now to try and get on to play. Like people texting in, "Dear Magic Mike, I work on a night shift and I really need coffee."
That's fantastic.
And on it goes. So yeah, if you want to make your plea to Magic Mike on WhatsApp, 087-188-0008. Last call to get involved in the breakfast table quiz. And in fairness, you know, some people go to work, PJ, and it's not a great, you know, it's not like you coming to work and just living the high life.
Oh.
You know, some people actually go there and they don't even like going to work.
I know, people like you. You know what I mean? People like you who have to carry the burden, carry the load of all the grinning idiots.
I love coming to work. I mean, my God, it's every day is an adventure.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
Mind you, this story is a little bit of a concern to us based on what apparently going to work does to you.
Apparently it makes you lose your sense of humour. So entering the workforce can damage your sense of humour almost irreparably, but it does thankfully come back once you retire. Wow, what a great thing to do. So they've done this research, business scholars in California. Mind you, it's different over there, man. You know what I mean? Americans and all, they are lovely people and all. You know what I mean? I wouldn't say they wouldn't be nice people, because they are. But anyone who's ever known an American doesn't, the crack doesn't be mighty. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
You know,
it's a slightly unique sense of humour. Yeah.
It's a very different type of a thing. And you know the way they get like 4 days off a year or something like that. And then
No wonder they're in bad form.
Yeah, no wonder they're in bad form. They don't have passports. They can't go anywhere. You get your week off. I suppose neither can any of us anymore. I'm not even allowed out of Dublin. I mean, okay, Grant.
It's like an Americans with no passports. You know, you've barely left your house.
It's slightly different. When you can't leave California, you're like, oh God, what will I do in this 7,000 mile radius? Whereas I'm like, okay, Grant, I can't even go to break for the day.
Yeah. I think that's a relief to all of us.
To lose money on the Teddy machine.
So what is it that you go to work and then suddenly you're depressed? Is it you lose your you lose the fun in your life.
So what happens is, if you're in a very corporate-y style environment anyway, they find that you strive to conform to the sort of formal atmosphere of the offices that you're in. And people typically end up laughing an awful lot less than they did when they were younger, after the age of 23. So you go to school and you laugh an average of like 300 times a day, is what they say, right? So if you're 4 years old, just before you go to school or around the time you go to school, you laugh around 300 times a day. Well, the typical 40-year-old that goes to work would take about just under 3 months to do the same.
Wow.
Yeah, just under three. So about 10 weeks to rack up the same count of laughter. Oh my God, I'm so
glad.
That's
a shocker.
I'm so glad I don't work in an American office. I think that's basically what it comes down to me. I mean, basically, I think they just have it all wrong. They need to hire somebody. I think every business should hire somebody that likes to watch the other people work and try and cheer them up. I think that's what.
Have you got anybody in mind?
No, I already
like
have.
Who'd end up getting a job like that?
No.
Where you literally got paid to come to work, watch everybody doing their work, and you just kind of potter around making wisecracks and all that sort of stuff. That's ludicrous, man. Really? Sure, where would you get a job like that?
I'm just saying that the happiness index in a place that would hire people like that is definitely higher than America. I may have some personal experience on the front. I may not.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's a thing.
Like, you're talking about somebody who, you know, every time there's a business meeting, it's like, you know, you'd all get called into the office. And they'd turn around, they'd say to you, yeah, no, you don't have to come in. Just, there's a squirrel outside. If you go and chase that for a while, I'll call you when I need you.
And I'd say, and you do need me. I'd say, literally, you do. I watch Jim McCabe do the work of two men every single day. And he does it all with a smile on his face. Who's to blame for that? Who makes that happen? I'll be back when I'm finished with the squirrel. So there you go. But apparently, the working environment knocks a sense of humour out of us. But we do get it back when we retire.
That is a very specific environment, though. I mean, I know lots of people. They come back with stories. You're chatting to lads, and it's, you know, they have crack in what they do.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Especially in kind of like, if there's multiple people around, factories, offices, whatever.
Definitely.
Generally speaking, there's always crack. Because let's face it, you and I had a conversation the other day about, now obviously we can't say too much because those people might be listening, but literally, the sitcom you could write out of this place is extraordinary.
God.
There's people in here. I'm not sure they're...
I don't know if they're real people.
Well, exactly.
I don't know if they're real people.
Sometimes PJ and myself think we're in the Truman Show.
Yeah.
It's just like...
It does feel like some people are just putting on costumes and coming in to entertain us. Some of the days.
Literally, all human life is here, isn't it?
You got everything in here. You got everything. From the jolly nuisance to the hard-working man like yourself, Jimmy. You got all kinds.
It's
the most haphazard place I've ever worked, and I love it.
It's great.
That, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Better be careful now. The last thing I want to do is get thrown over. I'll be like that weirdo that just keeps turning up at his old job to see how people are, hoping that I'll be hired back. You know what I mean? And let's face it, Jim. What am I going to go and do? You know what I mean? I'm not going to get a job in an American office, am I?
No, that's true.
What are your qualifications? I don't know. Ask Jim. He did most of it.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
So, as I'm sure you know, at this stage, we're on board this week with Coffee Perfection, the five-star coffee company. CoffeePerfection.ie is the all-important website. A reminder once again, if you'd like to get some of their specialty teas or some of their many, many, many ranges of coffee delivered to your door, they'll deliver anywhere around the country. All you got to do is get onto CoffeePerfection.ie. And if you use the discount code CLASSICHITS, they will give you a fantastic 20% off. So CLASSICHITS is the discount code to use. Coffee Perfection, of course, they operate an energy-efficient, carbon-neutral roaster. Very important. And coffee available in either whole bean or ground to suit your own particular flavoured brewing method. Would
Indeed.
You have a flavoured brewing method?
I to prefer it pre-ground. The idea, you know, otherwise I'm sticking the beans into my smoothie maker, which is the only way I can do it.
I was just going to say,
yeah.
you don't like to have to grind your own beans.
I don't like it, no.
Who does?
I don't. Prefer someone else doing that.
Anyway, of course, they are a leading supplier to the hospitality industry as well as delivering, as I say, those speciality teas and coffees direct to your home. They've given us this wonderful Sage Creatista Uno Nespresso machine with a selection of coffee capsules to give to you. It's all the convenience of an espresso pour. proportioned coffee machine paired with Sage's advanced microfoam milk technology.
Can't go wrong.
Mm-mm-mm.
But 9 the score to beat, so 10 or more is what you're going to need to take the lead on this one. And Lisa Crowley is going to have a go. Hiya, Lisa.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Super, Lisa. How are you this morning?
I'm dying to try my luck at this coffee machine. It sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it's
are you a big
job.
Coffee lover, are you, Lisa?
I love coffee. I drink too much of it, to be honest.
Oh, I know the feeling. Yeah, I know the feeling, yeah.
Do you, and does it have the effect on you that it has on PJ?
No, honestly, PJ, this morning, the talk about the sawdust down the underpants, honestly, I nearly crashed.
Exactly. The see that?
Hilarious.
And that, and do you know what that is,
you
Lisa?
Nearly crashed.
That's too much coffee. That's yeah. What that's what does that to him, you know?
You nearly crashed. I'm the one that has to ride a motorbike with sawdust in me jocks. It's not that easy.
His mind and his mouth, they just get too excited. And you never know what might
very
happen.
Entertaining. It's fantastic.
But anyway, listen, Lisa, let's try and get this fantastic piece of kit for you today. So 9 at the moment is the score to beat. 60 seconds to try and do it in. You ready to give it a go?
I will. I hope they suit me.
Fingers crossed, Lisa. Best of luck. Here we go.
Justin Trudeau became the 23rd Prime Minister of what country?
Canada.
Nelson and Milhouse are characters in what animated TV series?
The Simpsons.
Dreams from My Father is the title of a memoir from what former US President?
Obama.
The phrase hit the sack generally refers to what nightly activity?
Hit the track or running, is it?
No, hit the sack. Who was the first member of Take That to have a solo UK number one?
Robbie Williams.
It was Gary Barlow. Andre Agassi was an American star of what sport?
Tennis.
What is the surname of Phoebe from the TV show Friends?
Phoebe Buffay.
Yeah, the rhythm and blues music genre is often shortened to what two letters?
R&B.
In what decade was the Channel Tunnel open to traffic?
90s.
Yeah, true or false, ostriches bury their heads in sand to avoid danger?
True.
It's actually false. What is the name of Woody and Buzz's owner in Toy Story?
Andy.
In the fairy tale, what is the name of Hansel's sister?
Greg.
In astronomy, the sun is mainly made up of helium and what other gas?
Oh, carbon.
It's hydrogen.
Oh.
Hydrogen. Oh. You weren't bad at all.
No, I tell you. I actually thought, I mean, the way we started, I thought that was a shoo-in.
Same here. Yeah. And I definitely was convinced the ostriches hid their head in the sand because they were scared.
Yeah.
And it was unfortunate that you just misheard the phrase as well, because I'm sure you would have gotten that one hitting the sack.
Yeah.
Right, okay, I'll tell you what, Lisa, here's how we've ended up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Ah, stop it. I hate when that happens. Oh, no. I'm so sorry, Lisa. I hate when that happens.
That's okay.
It's nearly worse, isn't it, when you get the draw?
It is, yeah. It is. You'd be better off coming on and getting 3 and having a laugh. Oh, sorry about that, Lisa.
No, that's fine.
Listen, it's such a shame. You were just one away from topping the leaderboard, putting yourself in prime position. But anyway, listen, it's been a pleasure chatting to you, Lisa. Have a cracking day.
Thanks a million.
Cheers.
Only a pinch of sawdust in it, really, in the end.
That's all it was. Literally, the width of a thin board.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That's all it was. Right, so it means that we're heading into our final couple of days on the breakfast table quiz with a score of only 9 to beat. Double figures of any sort could literally be good enough for you to get your hands on this fantastic coffee machine.
Could be, yes. There's all sorts of... Some of the questions are a little bit trickier this week. I mean, ostriches not doing what? Of course they do. I'm going to have to talk to an ostrich now and figure out what the hell Head in the Sand's about.